This mural is located in Moagao Cave 428 of Dunhuang. It is illustrating the Jataka story called Prince Mahasattva Sacrificing Himself to Feed the Tigers. Well, do you know what are Jatakas?
Jatakas are stories about Shakyamuni sacrificing himself to save other beings and his pursuit of the Buddhist law in numerous previous births before attaining Buddhahood.
That is to say, all the protagonists of these stories are the previous incarnations of the Buddha. He must have survived many trials in his previous lives in order to attain Buddhahood eventually.
Of course. The Prince Mahasattva Jataka is about the story of a prince who sacrificed his own body to feed the tigers.
Wow. It's a really huge sacrifice. What is the story about? Perhaps the mural would give us a glimpse of the story.
This mural is divided into three registers: the top, the middle, and the bottom. The plot starts from the top right and runs horizontally like the letter S. The most fascinating scene is situated near the center on the right. A figure is lying next to the tiger. Not far from it, a figure is jumping down from a high place into a group of tigers.
A king in ancient India had three sons. The youngest prince was called Mahasattva. Since he was as kind-hearted as a bodhisattva since childhood, he was well-loved by all people around him. One day, the three princes made an outing together.
The three of you, my sons, take good care. Have a good day and come home safely.
As brothers, you have to take care of each other.
Yes, father. Yes, mother.
Wow, we haven't had any outing in the mountain for a long while. The scenery here is really beautiful.
Oh yes, it's really gorgeous.
Let's venture into the forest over there on our horses. We shall enjoy ourselves tremendously there.
Great idea.
On the way, they suddenly saw a tiger's den with a tigress and seven cubs inside. However, the tigress was very weak.
Brothers, you see? The tigress is so thin that she's like a skeleton. She's almost starved to death, but she is still breastfeeding the cubs. I believe this tigress will soon eat up her own babies in order to survive.
If the tigress is starved to death, the cubs would have nothing to eat, and they will also die of hunger.
How should we save them?
Well, unless we can find fresh blood and flesh.
Do you mean if someone can offer his blood and flesh to the tigers, then they won't die?
Yes, but who would do this? You know, human life can't be revived after death. Mahasattva, we'd better go.
The three princes had no solution but to leave the place. However, Mahasattva quietly made up his mind to sacrifice himself and to use his own body to save the tigers.
Dear brothers, you go first. I want to stay in the woods for longer. I will join you later.
All right, but don't linger too long.
Alone by himself, Mahasattva walked back along the path until he came to the tiger's den. He took off his clothes and lay down in front of the tigress.
Why? Why the mother tiger doesn't stir at all? Oh, she must be too hungry and doesn't even have the strength to eat me. The only way is to...
The youngest prince climbed up to the top of the cliff, picked up a sharp stick and stabbed himself in the throat until blood spurted out. Then he jumped down the cliff and landed right in front of the tigress. After licking Mahasattva's blood, the tigress regained energy and was able to eat Mahasattva's flesh. The two older brothers waited for a long while, yet Mahasattva did not return. Then they went back by the same route to look for him. However, they only found Matasava's skeleton laid in blood.
Martsava! Martsava, my brother! Why are you so silly? Oh, my brother! We have to go back immediately to tell father about this. My brother!
The two princes rushed back to the palace and reported this extremely sad news to the king. The king was, of course, heartbroken, but he managed to compose himself and instruct the two princes to return to the forest to collect the remnants of Matasava and build a stupa to commemorate him. Perhaps Matasava was very silly in the eyes of the mundane people, but this story is exactly demonstrating the core values of Buddhism: compassion and sacrifice. The selfless sacrifice of Prince Matasava contributes to the causation of Shakyamuni's enlightenment and attainment of Buddhahood in the future.